But what if the skills gap you've been told is coming is already here, already costing you staff, already slowing your growth, and you just haven't named it yet? Because if you run a small business or a childcare facility, that's exactly what's happening right now. Pause. Context this week. World Youth Skills Day 2026 put a global spotlight on something Cami Corp Consulting has been saying for a while. Skills development is no longer optional infrastructure. It's a survival strategy. From AR-powered athletic training tools raising millions in Europe to major executive appointments signaling technology-driven pivots, the signals are everywhere. The organizations pulling ahead aren't waiting for a perfect moment. They're building future-ready capacity right now. Pause. First, the skills gap is already operational, not theoretical. And the Federal Youth Authority just launched a major youth initiative around this year's global theme, Skills for a Shared Future. The framing matters. Skills aren't just individual. They're community investments. Your newest staff grew up digital. Meeting them with outdated systems and zero growth pathways isn't just inefficient. It's a retention crisis waiting to happen. Pause. Second, real-time feedback is the new performance standard. A Grenoble startup called Engo just raised 5.1 million euros to scale AR glasses that give athletes live performance data mid-competition. Why does that matter to you? Because your employees need the same thing. Not annual reviews, but real-time clarity, clear metrics, and development pathways that feel immediate. The technology metaphor is direct. Instant data for athletes. Instant feedback for your team. Both are performance tools. Pause. Third, your leadership sets the ceiling for transformation. This week, Argo Graphene Solutions appointed Dr. Vikas Berry as CEO specifically to drive research-led innovation. The lesson for small businesses and childcare operators is uncomfortable, but important. Does your current leadership actually have the mandate and capability to champion technology adoption? Because the tool is only as powerful as the culture and the leader behind it. Pause. THE takeaway, here's your one action item today. Before your next team meeting, ask yourself this honestly. Does my people strategy and my growth strategy actually align? Cami Corp Consulting puts it plainly. Technology amplifies culture. It doesn't replace it. So build the culture first. Start by mapping one skill gap on your team and identifying one tool or process that closes it this quarter. Pause. CT read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want AI, generated content like this for your business every single morning, start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.